you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand, I'm your man.
Okay.
So that was Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Cohen.
Very near and dear to my heart.
Yes, yes.
Oh, alright.
Yeah, it just occurred to me that we should probably have used, like, that song for our sex episode.
Probably. Oh, we should also turn off the TV because South Park's on and I'm going to get distracted. There we go. Alrighty, so yeah. It's been, like, 3 days?
No, it's been more than 3 days, hasn't it?
I don't know.
It's Monday.
I don't know, Shazza, you tell us.
Shazza?
Yeah.
Well,
Shazza don't know how long it's been. Anyway, moving on.
Well, she would know, I guess, but...
Alright, Shaz, if you know, comment and tell us.
She always comments.
I know, Shaz is the greatest.
Because she's awesome.
Alright,
Sue. What's on tap for today? Oh, we're so smooth.
Smooth
like
smooth.
Silk. Ew. You guys have to see the gross face he's doing with that.
That's hardly a gross face.
It's not like a gross
Why
face.
Why don't you look
like...
in the mirror, Stacey? You see a gross face.
Oh, very nice. Good one.
Smooth. Alright.
What
happened to that? Sue. So I guess we should explain the picture that we have for this podcast. That's Stacey's. That's
well, I haven't drawn it yet, but that will.
I'm thinking for in the future. You didn't even tell them.
I know, but I want to be honest with our listeners.
Called showbiz.
Okay, that's her. That was an directed to dishonesty. I'm the honest one, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm Stacey.
Yeah. Mock. Yeah.
Yeah.
King. Yeah. Bird. Yeah. 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 Mock. I don't know the rest. Alright. So.
Nobody knows the rest of that.
I don't know. Alright.
So.
So the cartoon would be of Donna, Brendan, and Brenda and Brandon from Beverly Hills 90210. Which is a show, if you didn't hear that, that's 90210, because I said that pretty quickly. That's, I'm sure you all know what that is, but...
Just in case.
But it's like a teen drama soap opera thing. It's not like a soap opera, but it has the storylines of a soap opera.
I have,
from the 90s.
An interesting fact.
Yes.
About, cultural imperialism, is that when, Beverly Hills 90210 started being shown in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Like, in the Philippines, for example, eating disorders went up.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
That is. I just on that lovely nose.
I have to say.
I know, it's interesting. So yeah, my dream was that, now, this was like 2 weeks ago, so it might be a little... The details might be a little fuzzy.
Yeah, well, the whole dream is
a little fuzzy. My dreams are really weird. Okay, anyway. This dream took place in North Korea. And I was with the gang from Beverly Hills, 90210. We were all there. Donna, Brenda, Kelly, Brandon, and Dylan.
Who was missing?
David.
And Zach?
There's no Zach. Steve's not there either. There's no Zach.
There's no Zach?
There's no Zach. That's from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, right.
Get your 90s
I'm getting,
show straight.
Yeah, my cheesy 90s
Okay,
shows.
So it was really weird. I don't know what... It's like my dream started in the middle of, like, the story, because I don't know what happened.
Ouch. Anyway. Sorry. I just picked up something off my carpet, which
sure.
is not the way it sounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so anyway. So we were, like, in this secure facility, and we were hiding because we weren't supposed to be there. And it was really scary. We were all trying to find places to hide. And the next thing I remember is that I was with Brenda and Donna and Kelly. And we were running. We saw this unlocked door, so we were running towards it. But when we got to it, it was stuck, sort of. So we were trying to push on it, but we knew it would make a loud noise, but we tried to anyway. So we were banging on it, and we got through. But then we were caught, and we were sitting on top of the door, which now looked like a fence. And now, really, the dream was in Mexico and not North Korea.
And they're so similar.
Yeah. And so Kelly disappeared, and at this point, I turned into Renda. So one of the women...
Shannon Doherty would be proud.
Yeah. One of the women at the facility, she's like, all right, wait right there. I'm going to, like, get someone to, like, kill you or whatever. And so, like, this guy driving a flatbed truck came with all these animals to deliver because apparently the facility was a hotel and he needed food for them to bring. He was feeding, like, he was bringing food for the patrons. So
the animals?
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that. Yeah, I'm not a vegetarian.
So Donna and I started screaming and yelling for the guy to give us a ride. We're like, we'll give you tons of money, thousands and thousands. And I was trying to remember. I was trying to figure out how much a peso is into Canadian money, but I couldn't figure it out. So we got on the truck, and the whole dream was very scary, of course. And the guy's like, all right, just get on already. And there's this huge black pig that I was petting. And so we found Kelly, and we started going, but then Brandon and Dylan showed up, and I kept yelling Brandon's name, because remember, he's my twin brother. So we all get on the truck, and we're safe. The next thing that happened in my dream is that I'm with my dad and Donna, like my dad in real life, and I'm trying to convince him that he needs to pay the truck driver, who's now a woman, like thousands and thousands of money, because she saved my life. And he said no, and I was like, fine. And which was supposed to indicate that he was being a right bastard, not paying her because she saved my life, and making me use the money I'm saving up for school. The end.
Wow.
Yes.
So
the drawing is Stacey's interpretation of my dream.
And, oh, just so you know, like, it's supposed to be ironic because 90s Valspeak was... And Valspeak, you know, Valley Girls, and they're like, oh my god, like, totally!
Like, totally? Oh my god, like...
Oh my god, like, I just, like, totally got my hair done. It was amazing!
I'm such a Valley Girl, though.
Oh, you're a Valley Girl, like, totally to the max. So there's little
gagging
bits of...
Gagging with a spoon.
Ew, grody.
I still say grody.
I know, me too.
And totally, and like...
A lot.
I like totally, always, totally say grody.
Like so always, weird. Like totally like, say totally. Grody? Totally all the time. I like can't stop. Alright, that's enough.
Yeah.
So yeah. Where do we go from dreaming about the Beverly Hills 90210 in North Korea?
90210.
Stop making fun of my speech impediment.
You always make fun of mine.
You don't have one.
You always make fun of my stutter.
You don't have a stutter.
I do. It's my newt, but I have a stutter.
No, you just stumble across words like everybody else does.
I stutter across words.
I think our listeners will know that that's patently untrue.
Patently?
Patently.
All right.
What's a good segue for going?
I know, we're both trying to figure out how to smooth this out. So, I bet a lot of gay people watched Beverly Hills.
What? What's that have to do with the concert?
No, the embassy.
Why are we talking? No, we're going to talk about the concert next.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about the embassy.
No. We'll talk about the embassy later.
Alright, so the concert. I finally saw... My favorite living band, because my favorite band of all time is Nirvana, but I obviously can't see them in concert. Tear.
I heard the lead singer overdosed or committed suicide. I know. I was making it seem like...
Oh, you're being ironic? Yeah. People say that and they're stupid?
Well, no, I was being ironic because obviously everybody knows how Kurt Cobain died.
Some people... No, so many people say that he overdosed.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, an idiot. Yeah. So, if you don't know... Kurt Cobain died from a gunshot wound to the head.
And if you don't know who Kurt Cobain is,
then don't listen to our podcast.
No, do, because we will teach you.
Yes.
It's all about educating.
Okay, if any of you listening don't know who Kurt Cobain is, send in a comment and I will educate you in the next podcast.
Episode. Yeah, all right. Or just by email, because some people might not find that interesting.
But I like talking about Kurt Cobain.
Talk about Kurt Cobain in an email.
Fuck you. Pickle. Alright, so the concert was really fun. So, by the way, my favorite band was the Dresden Dolls. And they were opening up for Panic at the Disco, which I don't like them so much, but after the concerts, I could appreciate their talent. So anyway, my cousin from Florida, she was in Montreal, visiting, looking at some schools there. And so she came in to Toronto to watch the concert, and she's one of my favorite cousins. She's 10 months younger than me, so it's pretty cool. And I introduced her to the Dresden Dolls.
Ooh, yeah. Bravo.
So, the concert was awesome. They played, Gravity, and it was such a good song. And a couple from their new album, they ended with Girl Anachronism, which is my favorite of their songs. And they brought the lead guy out from Panic at the Disco with them to sing Hit Me Baby One More Time, or Baby One More Time, whatever it's called. And the songs are actually not half bad when it's all jazzed up like that.
Or rocked up?
Same thing. So, yeah, it was cool. Amanda uses her whole body to play the piano.
Yeah, Tori Amos does that, too. She's like, wah! And usually she's, straddling the thing and
cool.
On the piano bench and, sometimes plays two at a time.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, she's very talented.
That's cool. And, Brian was standing up when he was playing the drums. His hair was going everywhere.
I didn't know he had any hair.
Yeah. And during the first song, his drumstick flew out of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Someone from backstage tossed him another drumstick, but he didn't catch it. And the song still sounded the same as it normally does. He's such a good drummer.
Wow.
And I appreciate him so much. Being a drummer myself.
Yes.
So yeah, it was awesome. And it was a lot of fun seeing my cousin. So how much do you love the Dresden Dolls, Stacey? Well, you're going through a phase right now where you don't love them.
It's just a phase.
It's just not a phase at all,
Yeah. Alright, this isn't me singing.
That was from Moffitt.
Oh my god. Okay, I don't care what you say about Nirvana, about the Dresden Dolls. It's the Moffitts. You are the most obsessed with them.
I know. Probably not in the world, though.
What do you mean not in the world?
I'm not obsessed with the Moffitts.
Oh, no. Okay. You're not the number one obsessed fan, sure. I mean, statistically, there's gotta be somebody else out there who's more obsessed.
It's not like I haven't listened to their albums in, a year and a half. And then I was listening to them with Tega. Just the modalities. And you know what? Even she said that it was good. So, ha, ha. Freaking ha. Yeah.
Nodge.
Fuck you.
Alright.
That's what he sounds like.
Thanks.
Anytime. So, Stacey, what would you like to say next?
Well, do you think Amanda Palmer's gay? I'm sorry, we're talking about the Embassy next, which is a gay club. I just want to know what your opinion... I feel like she might be.
No, I don't know. I don't think about these things as much as you do, Stacey. Because I really don't care.
Well,
one of my friends has a theory that Amanda Palmer used to think that she was an FDM.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know, especially with the song Sex Changes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And she's really pretty, but she can also pass as an FDM.
Well, I mean, she's got kind of, strong
features.
She
does have strong features, but she's so hot. She's pretty damn hot. There was a girl there wearing Dresden Dolls makeup, and she's with her parents. It was so cute.
Now don't take the pills, young lady. Sorry, that joke went nowhere.
Yeah. Just let it crash and burn. She'll learn the attention just encourages you.
Oh,
laughing at your shitty jokes encourages you.
I know. You know what? It's your own damn fault.
I know. And Leah's.
Yeah.
Oh, Leah.
Oh, I miss Leah.
Yeah, Leah's teaching her kids about Darfur.
Yep.
Which makes me really happy.
And the...
SaveDarfur.org.
And the Dreyfus Affair, which I mentioned to her, and then she forgot about, and she totally shot it down when I mentioned it to her.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
She's like, no, I'm not talking about that. They're for 8-year-olds, and then
it's
she's
not
like...
Eight, they're 12.
Oh, okay, well, whatever. She's like, I think it might be a bit heavy, you know, it's too historical, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, we were just
lying down. You're rearranging.
Yep. And, anyway. She shot it down when it was my idea, and then she came up with it on her own, and...
On her own.
Well, I think she probably thought of it completely free of what I said.
Oh, but subconsciously she remembered what you said.
Maybe, but there's no way of knowing that.
Yeah.
I was waiting for somebody to signal.
You know what
that.
I was just thinking about?
What?
The coconut we ate tonight.
Oh, so good.
Stacey came over to my dad's house for dinner. Monday nights is my night with my dad. And we got a coconut when we were at the grocery store getting dinner. and it was fun. My dad drilled holes in it for us, and we drank the coconut milk.
Yeah. We could have drilled the holes ourselves, but that's okay.
I know. And my dad likes doing stuff for us.
Aw.
Yeah, so then we took it out into the street and smashed it open with a hammer. And ate the flesh.
Mmm, it was tasty.
It was good, and then it found some sand. Well, more like pebbles.
Yeah. Maury lives on a beach.
Yeah. A beach in one of those awesome beaches in southern Ontario.
Oh, yeah. Actually, there are some.
Port Dover, yeah.
I was going to say somewhere nicer than Port Dover.
I've never been to Port Dover.
Like Lake Erie.
I've never been to Port Dover.
Oh, okay. Well,
Christie's is a cool beach.
Christie's is a... It hurts your feet after a while because it's not really sand. It's just very tiny rocks.
That's true. I love Christie's. Valens is such a nice beach.
I don't think I've been there.
When Paul gets his license, Tegan and I are going to hurry him and drive us to Valens. Do you want to come?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool.
Be a good spot to tan.
We'll make a day of it.
I thought you were gonna... You said that in a... What accent was that?
Mine.
The made-up one.
Yes. So it's multi-purpose.
Like a very vague European accent.
So is
like Karina Lombard. What? My vagina's multi-purpose?
That's what I hear.
You can have sex with it. And it washes your dishes. I'm not sure how that would work.
You can use it as a perfume.
Oh no, I was gonna say something totally disgusting.
Say it.
Alright. I was gonna say like wipe, dab. I know, that's terrible.
I love how I didn't have to twist your arm at all.
I know.
I was like, come on, you're like, okay.
It's because I always, whenever I have something really disgusting to say, I hold back because I figure people don't want to hear it, but I really want to say it.
I know, me too. I always have such horribly, actually once I had something really disgusting to say to you and I held back.
What? Yeah, totally.
You were in one of your English presentations, you said something about, abortion or miscarriage or something. I was about to say your mom had an abortion.
That's not that bad.
Well, you well, listen.
It would have been highly inappropriate.
Out of class.
Everybody would laugh though.
I said it to Tega and she laughed as she sat next to me.
Oh my god.
Tingo. I love Tingo.
Yeah.
Tingo came to the concert with me and Paul.
Yeah, Tingo. She should listen to our podcast.
I gave it to her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Her computer's not working right now.
Oh.
Her computer's catching up to Harold.
Oh.
Harold being my computer, who has many strokes every day and who has Alzheimer's disease. Or Alzheimer's. And epilepsy. And he has that disease where,
And learning disabilities.
Yeah.
Because Harold is slow.
Yeah, he is slow. I love Harold, though. Like, I have such a... When he dies, I'm really sad.
Why don't you get a new monitor? Because, like, the colors on that thing...
Yeah, my monitor... My screen is pretty pink.
And it's not pretty in pink? Or pretty pink? It's
wow,
just,
no one
like,
else thought of that joke. Well, I'm getting a new computer when I go to school.
Yes, that's true.
Sarah asked me what I'm going to name him, and I'm like, I don't know. I haven't met her yet. And she was like suggesting all these names, like, oh, those are good names, but I haven't met him or her yet.
I vaguely remember naming my laptop Sally.
Sally Sue?
Sally's a bit broken right
now,
though.
Sally is?
Oh!
Sally was the name of our friend's grandmother's uterus.
That had to be extracted.
Hysterectomized.
Hysterectomied?
Every day she'd come to school with this girl, Jackie, and be like, yep. Sally's hanging pretty low.
Oh my god, she told us she had to move it
when she peed.
Oh god.
Because apparently it was hanging down so much. TMI.
Our listeners are cringing right now.
Covering their ears.
Please stay with us. We won't be so gross next time. We've said some pretty disgusting things in the last
this
5 minutes.
The disgusting podcast.
Yeah. The disgusting show. Sequel to the sex show.
No, sex isn't disgusting.
I know. But just because they would have the same kind of like naming format.
Honestly?
Yes. Well, we could discuss this at a later date.
We always do that.
I know. Anyway, so we should talk about the
embassy.
The embassy, which is the gay club that we mentioned
apparently
before.
Apparently it's the gay club.
The gay club. Well, yeah. It's the gay club for young people. I think the works is probably very popular for the older
Well, older people were at the embassy.
Not really. I'd say the majority of... Okay, well, the and the creepy, he was straight,
and the
and the other guy was straight,
and the creepy old guy who hit on me, he was like 60 and really smelly.
Oh my god!
And kept touching me, and I'm too polite.
Leave it to us to be hit on by the gross straight men at a gay club. What the fuck?
Morgan was getting hit on all by the straight men too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Or by the men who are straight.
Yeah. Apparently she was dancing between Jason and someone else, and she felt both their boners rubbing against her body.
That would be traumatic. At least the guy that I danced with and, you know, got wind of... Yes. I didn't want to say it like that. But okay, yeah, felt his boner. He was hot, though. He was so hot.
Morgan was pretty hot, too. Well, not was, is. She's damn hot.
She is very pretty.
See, it's fun. I like it. I think we just spent too much time there.
Yeah, well, we were there for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
So, maybe next time, not so much.
You like 3 hours there.
Yeah. And we'll go later. Like, maybe get there at around 11, 11:30.
Yeah.
Because when we walked in there, it was, like, embarrassing. We were like, oh my god, I feel like such a douchebag.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody here, and there was one guy on the dance floor.
He was a good dancer, though.
Yeah, he was amazing. And there was that guy in the polo.
What guy in the polo?
Remember the guy in the red polo, and he... With the glasses and, like, very straight-laced.
What was he doing?
Clean-cut looking. And
what was he doing?
He was dancing very badly.
I just vaguely remember that.
Oh,
there were also, like, little goth kids and little ravers. It was cute.
Oh, my goodness.
One guy, he had, like, glow sticks on string his knees, whipping them around. It was pretty cool.
There were a couple guys who had that. They were all from the same group, though. Yeah. I don't find that attractive at all.
No, me neither.
Ugh. They
look like they were like 15 or 17 or something.
And not like, some of the guys. Some of the guys looked older, but that might have just been because they had facial hair.
Could be.
So,
if I was a guy, I'd totally have a full beard. I think it looks really fun to like have facial hair and goatees and stuff.
That, if I was a guy, I'd definitely have facial hair as well. I'd have like Mark style facial hair.
Yeah.
Mark being the one guy from season 2 of The L Word. Other than James. James wasn't on 3rd season!
Who's
I'm so
James
pissed! Beth's assistant?
Alright. And Mangus is in the 3rd season.
Oh, Mangus. He was so
Hello.
Nice.
Hello.
Angelica. So glad to see you. Hello. To the car. So glad to see you.
Yay!
Yay!
Mangus was so cute.
I know, and he was so sweet.
Kit and Mangus together are so cute.
I know.
I think they're the greatest couple that Albert has seen.
I think. Oh, that's a sad statement.
Why?
Because it's a lesbian show, and the greatest couple on there is straight. And
yeah.
There's straight couples on every show.
It's true.
I don't think they're the greatest couple, though.
Who do you think were the greatest couple?
I think Bette and Tina were, but like now that I'm rewatching third season, I know they were. Doomed from the beginning.
Yeah.
They really were.
When my cousin and I were talking about the L Word, and she's only seen the first half of the first season.
Oh, really?
She doesn't get Showcase.
Mm.
Or Showtime. So she's talking about how she thinks Bette and Tina are such a good couple. Like,
oh,
I was like,
that's heartbreaking.
I know. I was like, don't say anything. She's talking about how she really liked Marina. I was like, oh.
Well, you
really
like
Marina, too.
Yeah, I did.
I never liked Marina.
But you know what? She might change her mind after rewatching it, because I know I did.
Mm-hmm. She has always seemed like a bitch to me.
Marina? I didn't ever think she was bitchy. I became less enamored with Karina Lombard's look, I think.
Silver Walker.
And slowly realized that she wasn't, like, the greatest actress.
Mm.
Like, she's okay. She's good, but she's not, you know, she's not Mia Kirshner, and she's not Jennifer Beals.
That's true. You know who I really liked at the embassy?
Or Alicia Haley. Who?
The bartender.
Yeah,
the guy
cute.
On the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
He was really cute.
I really
he was very
him.
Subtly gay. It was nice. Nothing.
I don't think subtle. That was. I don't think it was that subtle.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. Really
he was very
way.
Butch looking.
He wasn't as gay as Jason, and Jason was straight apparently.
Oh, Jason is the guy who hit on me at the embassy for like an hour.
Right. Yeah,
and
he
I had to
a flower.
Yes, and I had to go down to the bathroom to get away from him, but it was good because I ran into that cute girl that I told you about.
Oh yeah,
so. And she was like, I'm sure I'll see you around. I was like, I hope so.
Oh, you
didn't
say that.
Yeah.
You said you just glanced and checked each other out.
Oh, no. That was a separate situation. And I'm not sure if she checked me out. But
what was this girl then?
Well, I was down there, and I just really wanted to get off my feet and really wanted to stop talking to Jason. So, even though he was very, very sweet, I'm just not at all interested.
Yeah.
And, so I was wiping off the sink, and, I sat on there, and she came out of the stall, and she was like, are you okay? And I don't know why she asked me that, because all I was doing is wiping off the sink, so. I guess she thought I puked or something, but I was like, yeah, I'm fine, I just need to rest my feet, because I was wearing my fabulous, fabulous heels, I love them so much. And, yeah, so we just kind of made a little bit of small talk. She was like, yeah, do you come here often? I was like, no, actually, this is my first time. And she was like, oh, yeah, me too.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
How could you not tell me about this?
I don't know. I thought I did. I don't know. I was just so overwhelmed with, like, the presence of so many other queer people. I was just, yeah. My mind was blown.
There's the, all these people kept going at it. It was
pretty cool. Yeah, oh, my God, those two gay guys.
Yeah.
Well, they both could have been bisexual.
I guess. But those two unstraight guys.
Yeah. Who were, like, just pouncing on each other in the corner. Oh, that was so hot. We actually watched that for 10 minutes.
I know, with, like, our mouths open.
We were, like,
drool coming out.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
And then, like, the guys dancing on the dance floor and the one, like, going, not down. But,
oh,
like,
and that really cute couple. Down. Yeah, they were...
Yeah.
Remember the guy with the fro and then the other guy? Well, kind of fro.
Oh, yeah, they were dancing. They were so cute.
Oh, they were so cute. They were hot.
They both looked like they would be such homophobes, but they weren't.
Yeah.
All right. So we're near the end.
And that's it.
And all right. Thanks. Bye.